Mishnah Mameh Manalev. Mitzvah Sarova Ketzat. How do you get the key in Mitzvah over Arova? Mokom Hayelamatim Yerushalayim. There was a place lower down in Yerushalayim, Venikra Moitzeh, and it was called Moitzeh. Yardin Lasham, they went down to there. They sent messages down to Malakdin Misham Rebuya Shal Arova. And they gathered, they collected tall Arova. Nice Arova sticks. Uban Vizaik Vinoison Bitsidea Mizbech. And they would go and they would stand it up on the sides of the Mizbech. Vireshein Kfufin Agab Mizbech. And it went from the floor, we'll see later, maybe not from the floor, but it went from the bottom till the top of the Mizbech. Now, you remember we learned on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, we had a machlokes if the Arava was shooken, or was just stood up at a Mizbech. So, how do you stem this Mishnah? So it's Pashit, that if it was shaken, so then they did it first, and then they, or they did this, plus they shook it. It means it was a dinner every yachid to shake it, plus they did this around the Mizbech. Or, the other man says, no, this is all they did. Yeah.
Well,
that was Lulav Arava. Arava was that. And now you have another thing of another mitzvah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's pretty chassid, yeah. Taku ve'riu ve'taku. Once they did that, they blew the shofar, they did a tkiya, a truah and a tkiya. Why? From excitement, from simcha. B'chol yoy makifin as a mizbeach pa'am achas. Every single day they would be makif the mizbeach one time. Va'ayim and they would say, ona Hashem ha'shiyana, ona Hashem ha'tzlichana. Habyudayim ha'aniva ha'yoy shiyana. That's what they said. Va'ayisa ha'yoyim, the day of Hashanah Rabbah, makifin as a mizbeach sheva pa'amim. They surround the mizbeach seven times. Yeah. B'shas p'tirasam, when they were leaving, the seventh day, what they say, ma'ayin ha'yimim, yoyfi l'cha mizbeach, yoyfi l'cha mizbeach. Yeah. They said, just like they did in the weekday, they did this on Shabbos also. Just what's the difference? When they did it on Shabbos, they gathered it already Erev Shabbos, they collected it Erev Shabbos, and they put it in a jug of a silver jug, water,
gold,
sorry. In order for it not to get ruined. Like this, they put it in water before Shabbos. They had this I don't know, branches of dekel. Of a dekel tree, of a date tree. And they would put it into the ground. On the side of Mizbeach. That day, they called it Chavut Charayis, because since they put it in the Charayis Shal Dekel on the ground, so therefore they called it in short Chavut Charayis. Miyad, right after that, the children would take Shemtin as Levayim. The Gedolim would take the lulavim from the Ketanim. This is the seventh day. And they would eat the esregim of the children's. The Gedolim, the older ones, would eat the children's esregim. Now, why did they do that?
Why couldn't they eat everybody's esregim?
What? So, yeah. Because, first let's understand why they do that for. It brought simcha. They could have, but it brought more simcha. Like they were eating even the children's. That means that some say the reason why they didn't eat gedolim is because it was huksel mitzvah, so it's us the whole seventh day. But the children wasn't really such a mitzvah. It's matter there was no such issa of huksel mitzvah.
That would mean a lady came by to put them on Shana
Rava. Right. Yeah, she's not supposed to buy them. A chasa is not such a problem. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
No, maybe. Yeah. Meaning,
yeah. Sakapanim. So they did that to show it was some type of simcha. That's what Rashi explains. That it wasn't Gezel, it wasn't Dakasham, it was a Simcha.
The Bichon and Berkus was talking about Mitzvah Sarabi when he says Chayashal Dekel?
Yeah.
Part of the Mitzvah Sarabi.
Yeah.
He had him a Rebbe also?
No.
He never had a Rebbe.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the same Min as an Rebbe from the Zalminim?
Yeah. It could be that they had Arava, that they should, but the Sodom is bad. What's the
is this where the Rashi is about the long Hashanahs?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get there yet. We'll see how long the Hashanahs are. Gemara's going to say. No, that's something else. Why people take long? That's not a rash. That's not Rashi. No.
It's not
Altam
Mizbeach?
No. It's niceness. Tana. Mokoim Klanya Have. This place that we said, they went down. Where did they find the Aravas? They went down and they to this place called the Mount Rishayim, which is called Mutza. What was it really? It was Mokoim Klanya Have. It was, what does Klanya mean? It was free from taxes. V'tani didah, Mike time koyel mutzah. Why is it called mutzah? I did the mapik mikabe the malka koyel mutzah. Since it's free from taxes, we call it mutzah. So Rashi says mutzah mechlal hamas. You found it for free from tax. Okay.
But they're trying to deduct taxes? What do you care if there was tax
on? No, we're just saying that's what it was called. That's what...
No, but why did they take it back from
the... Oh, no, Mr. Tama, that was a nice place. Because then it's taxes.
If no one owned it, it was free of taxes. Because no one owned it, it wasn't a nice place. So someone would own it.
Yeah. They would go ahead and stand up these aravis on the side of the mizbech. Tana, rabbis, it was high 11 amma. Kadesh yugaychas al mizbech amma, like this, it should go over the mizbech amma. Now the Gemara is going to explain why does it have to be high 11 to go over the Mizbech Amma. Amma Mirema Mishum Mazutra. Shema Mina, here we see from here, Ali Yisayd Manachlu. They put it on the Yisayd. And we're going to explain in a minute. Isakataitacha Aram Manachlu, if you want to say they put it on the ground next to the Mizbech, not on the Yisayd, Mechdi. Let's see what's going on here. Allah Amma, Vikanas Amma, Zel Yisayd, which means like this. How did they make the Mizbech? They had 32. They took a beam of 32 by whatever it was, and they made a square out of it. So it was 32 by 32. That was the bottom layer, by amma tall. 32 wide and length. The width and the length were 32, and an amma tall. Then in that, it was a square, so they filled it up with afar, with dirt, in that square. That was
lime and lead.
Yeah. So now, they took five amas tall by 30. So you had a square of 5 by 30, and then that was the height. That was the height of the next part of the mizbeach.
Five.
Then five, right? So you have so far six. One of the amma, one of the yisayid, and one is amma of the yisayid, and then five of this square of 30. Now, that means you're able to walk on the yisayid. You had an amma on each side. It was 30. Perimeter. The bottom was 32, and the top one was 30. Then they had another square of 28 by 28, three amas high. So that means how much do you have?
Five and one is six, and three is nine.
So the Gemara said like this. So that was the height of the mizbech. The height of the mizbech, the complete height of the mizbech was nine, and then the kronos were another amma tall, but that we're not discussing.
So,
the what?
32.
The bottom was 32 by 32.
They kept going 64 every time feet. They made another square. They went in.
Because they stood on. They have to stand on it.
But didn't have something, a ribbon or something around the middle.
That's the Adam.
Yeah, that's
so it was higher than that.
Slightly.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. No.
That's only 3 hours from there.
That was only 3 hours. So.
That's where
they rent. And then the huge one. Yeah. Zok the Gemara. So Allah Amma. So went up amma v'kaneis amma. Zeh yisayid, and you able and it went up amma and it took amma space. Allah chamesh, it went up five v'kaneis amma, went in amma. Zeh usayiv. Allah shalosh, it went up three. Zeh umakim kranes. That's called the place of the kranes goyches agab emizbech. No, sorry. Zeh umakim kranes. Zok the Gemara. So if you're telling me it's nine. So what's going to happen over here? If you're going to tell me that, how tall was this arava? You're telling me it's 11 feet, 11 amas. So now, if it's 11 amas, if the thing, if the aravas start from the floor, so it has to be 9 amas is the mizbeach, right? Now, it's also going in 2 amas, right? Means you want it to rest on top of the mizbeach. It started by 32 and then ended up by 28, right? There's an amma here on the after the first amma, and there's an amma after the 5 ammas. So besides for, it has to be 9, it has to be also per, I don't know, that's,
but it doesn't take up as much space. It
doesn't take up as much. But let's say it takes up at least the amma, at least, right? If it's going 2 ammas that way.
I'm not a mathematician, but there's a calculation.
There's a calculation that has to take at least something. I don't know, I mean, if it's going 2 ammas this way also.
If you're going on an angle.
You're going on an angle 2 ammas.
Also utilizing some space this way.
So you're losing out. So the Rashi doesn't say how much it is. So, yeah, okay, so it could be a third. Let's say it's a third. Now, it has to go over the... It doesn't. You don't bend it to go over the Mizbeach. It means it's going over the Mizbeach like this. So he's saying that it won't be over the Mizbeach. That won't be that much. It won't be able to go. It means it has to go over, like at least the Amma, to go over and make that circle on top, that half a circle, on top to be on top of the mizbeach.
How much over the mizbeach does it have to hang?
But it has to hang something, so it has to go at least...
From when it gets to the board.
Yeah.
It
means it goes and touches the mizbeach. It has to be at least 2 amas to go to make that...
Did it touch it down?
Yeah, yeah. So if so...
If you want it to go on the side of the top, it has to go another amma.
The Kronos. Kronos, that's it. So you don't. Yeah, I know, but that's not what the Gemara doesn't make the cheshbon. It seems like it didn't go over the Kronos. So again,
no,
so
it's not going over the Kronos, but there was a side of around the inside the Kronos, and you wanted it to go over there. I don't think it was enough that it went over.
Okay,
there.
But kids said, okay.
How did they find the rubbish that was an umbrella handle?
No. Normally, but when it's such a large rubber, it starts bending.
Even if it bends, it has to be bent into a U.
That's what we're saying. So it has to be, yeah, I'm saying. So it has to go ahead and. Okay, yeah, that's what we're saying. So the kids say, Zakti Gemara, say, if so, they put it on the Yisayd. So they put it on the first Amos. It was already an Amos highest. That means it only had to be 8 Amos. So 8 Amos, the Gemara's Cheshbon Anna was already moved in. So Mela, 8 Amos, plus it was moved in already. So with that, the Gemara's naming on that if it was 11 Amos, it was 3 Amos taller, that would be enough to be Gaychas Amos Bech, to make that circle. Make that half of that round.
Wouldn't the Gemara Shmami give us a full cheshbon to this? No, with the cheshbon of how much space it would take when you're going crooked and you're on an angle.
The problem is
too long, so it's not exact.
They weren't straight anyway because
as we said, our rubber gets weaker. Stiff.
So it may be an 11 if it's stretched out.
What a magic thing turns a little bit.
Yeah, maybe it does work.
You've never been to a
shul. Maybe it's
impossible. Exact numbers will help you.
That's
not
impossible.
I don't care about the exact numbers.
Yeah, we're not saying exact numbers. So tomorrow, Micro, how do you know this, that it goes on top of the Mizbech? Micro, how do you know that it's good? Because it got Mizbech. Shanema Yisruchag, Bavaisim Atkanis on Mizbech. So Isu Chag Ba'avaisim is with trees. Isu is like it surrounds at Kanas Mizbech till they're higher than the Mizbech. Amar Bavo, Amar Abelaza, Kalanaita Lulav Ba'agudai. If someone takes a lulav and it's argued with other minim, the Hadas Ba'avusai, and the Hadas with its avus means, like we saw earlier, avus means that it has the shear and it's avus, it's around. 3 leaves around it. Ma'ala alav akasav ki lubana mizbech. If you do it right, it's like you built a mizbech. V'hikiv alav karvin. Shema isru chag v'avaisim. Isru chag. Isru is like aguda. V'avaisim at kanas mizbech. V'avaisim, which means with the hadas, which are avis, at kanas mizbech. It's like you gave the mizbech. You matan damim. You gave a carbon on the mizbech.